Welcome to the Potluck Breakfast. It's September 22nd, 2010. You are listening to www.killradio.org. It's kind of annoying today. We used to have this little... Well, we had this new killradio.org headphone jack, so it allowed you to actually listen to the headphones when you had the monitors on. But apparently, that is no longer working. Or at least it's not working today. So... I apologize for any vocal inconsistencies across the morning, but I welcome you to the show. The Potluck Breakfast comes to you every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. However, the Potluck Breakfast will be on an upcoming two-week hiatus. I know, you're sad, I'm sad, we're all sad about Potluck hiatus, but between October 6th and October 19th, I will be out of the Los Angeles area visiting the JRZ, the NYC, the Strong Island, and potentially our nation's capital. More on that upcoming. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, we started off the set and the show this morning with a track called Silent Spring by Gary Burton off of his A Genuine Tongue Funeral LP. Got a lot of work to do today while I'm on the breakfast, so... I suspect we'll have a lot of long songs for a little bit. Regardless, it is 8:09 here in kind of cloudy Los Angeles. I suspect that in the next hour the sun will burst through and we'll have our usual lovely weather here on the corner of Vermont and Beverly in Los Angeles. Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. If you're just tuning in, be great if you... put a little Facebook message out there, or however it is that you reach out to your social network. Let them know that you're listening to www.killradio.org right now to the Potluck Breakfast, and that your friends should tune in. Help me build a listenership audience. That's what I'm talking about. This is going to be a little Art Pepper. Off of the Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section LP. With a track that I'm sure is a pickup line all over the nation. You'd be so nice to come home to. Art Pepper on the Potluck Breakfast. Thank you.
charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. Within our desert caravan. Night, 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 and stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan.
To find out who's your hootie, who's your hootie. Someone please lend me a hand, solve this mystery if you can, if he's mice or if he's man. Who's your hootie, who's your hootie, who's your hootie. One dark night about 3:30, I saw an owl up in a tree. He looked down and he yelled at me, who's your hootie. G-Man Hoover's getting moody, got his men on double duty, trying to find out who's your hootie.
Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie?
The little man who wasn't there said he heard him on the air. No one seems to know from where, but who's your hootie? Someone please lend us a hand, solve this mystery if you can, if he's mice or if he's man.
Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie?
One dark night about 3:30, saw an owl up in a tree, and he looked down and yelled at me. Who's your hootie? G-Man Hoop is getting moody, got his men on double duty, trying to find out who's your hootie. Who's your hootie?
Who's your hootie? Who's your hootie?
The little man who wasn't there said he heard him on the air. No one seems to know from where. Who's your hootie?
Thank you.
You're listening to www.killradio.org, the potluck breakfast. That was Miles Davis, of course, from the Kinda Blue LP. Freddie the Freeloader, the track. Before that, we heard Cab Calloway doing Who's Your Hootie? Who's Your Hootie? Like that track. Sometimes I wish I was born in that era. think the music might have been better. You got your drink on. You got your jazz bow on. Good times. Your dance on. We don't dance anymore in this country as a society, which I think is a shame. It's a sexual mating ritual. Now we just do a wink and a shake and a hookup and a walk of shame. Duke Ellington before Cab Calloway doing Caravan. We heard some Artie Shaw doing Chant and started off the set with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, Art Pepper, off the Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section LP. It is September 22nd, 2010, here on the Potluck Breakfast. We come to you every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Coast time here on killradio.org. Check us out. Thanks for tuning in. Lots to talk about. I was away this past weekend, a few days, in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's the climate, baby. I don't really know what that means, but as my friend Rebecca pointed out, that is the town's motto. Should have been, it's the crystal meth, I think, as it seems like most of the people there were either on the retirement tip or on the hard-living crystal meth tip. We made this assertion after spending an evening at the Wunderbar. I don't know exactly what street, but in what passed us for downtown Grants Pass, where it was kind of like a cowboy movie, and when the wrong guy walks in, cowboy maybe isn't the right thing. Maybe it's more like Animal House, when they walk into the bar and the record skips across the record, because clearly the people that walked into the bar are not regulars and, you know, maybe don't belong. So we were hawked. All the ladies were hawking me and my boy, and then all the dudes were giving us nasty looks, till finally, after about 2 hours of pounding bad domestic beers, because that's all they offered, which is a shame since this town is located in the Rogue Valley and there's tons of great microbrews in the vicinity. Regardless, we were approached by some extremely intoxicated, apparently divorced mother of God knows how many, who proceeded to lecture us on Grants Pass, and ultimately got involved in a theological discussion with my buddy. And that was when I started laughing hysterically and knew I needed to take a bathroom break. She was very offended by my buddy's atheist stance. Apparently, his atheistic stance was bad, but her believing in Jesus and God and all that was somehow excusing her from getting plowed while her kids were somewhere else. I don't know. Selective Bible reading, I suppose. Regardless, Grants Pass was good times, and my buddy did his 100-mile race. Unfortunately, the weather was disgusting, and it rained all day long, getting worse and worse and worse and worse, until when I was waiting for him to do my 45-mile run. I was supposed to do the last 45 miles of this race with him as the pacer, but ultimately he was not able to complete the race, unfortunately. 55 miles he got, and I was waiting on the top of Dutchman's Peak in Oregon, freezing cold, sideways rain, 40-mile-an-hour winds, just about to take my nap when I got the call that I was not going to be able to run, and I needed to pick up my runner who had dropped out with injury. Secretly, I was happy, of course, because, like I said, it was cold and rainy and wet and awful, but now I haven't done a long run for this week, and I need to catch up, so need to do that. Anyway, Pine to Palms from Williams, Oregon to Ashland, inaugural race was this year. I haven't actually gone back to the site. Maybe I'll do that during the break, see how many people actually finished. Out of 130 that started, I'm guessing that no more than 40 max finished that race. It was brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal because of the weather. But hey, back in Los Angeles, the sun is going to peek out soon. I can see it, I can feel it, but we're going to stick with the down-tempo action. Well, down-tempo isn't the right word necessarily, but we're going to try something a little different. This is Booker White from his album 1963 Isn't 1962, which, you know, is true. It's true. This track is Midnight Twister on the Potluck Breakfast.
This is midnight. This is Midnight Twister. This is Twister. Yeah. start to get late in the night. Why don't you show your shade? Why don't you show your shade? I jump on my tiptoe, jump on my toe. Baby, don't worry, everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. People see your shade, let them know what you're putting down. Play it while she can really do the fun after a bit.
Well, dig my grave with a silver spade. Well, dig. country with a steel must be. You may leave me down with a golden chain. Have you ever heard a good bell song? Have you ever heard a good bell song? Have you ever heard a good bell song? Then you know that the poor boy didn't go.
Riding. partying on the Ponderosa. Thank you.
that show. This is 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Coast time, September 22nd, and it's the Potluck Breakfast on killradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. That was Chuck Wilder off the Chagar and Note Labels Eccentric Soul compilation. Track called The Clown. Before that, we heard James Booker. If you've been listening the last several weeks, I've been on a major James Booker kick. That's off of the Junko Partner album. A track called Good Night, Irene. Before that, we heard Sidney Pinchback and the Schiller Street Gang off a track called Soul Strokes, off of another one of those Eccentric Soul compilations. This one's off of the Twinight Lunar Rotation Label compilation. We heard Bobby Gentry, Mississippi Delta, Blind Lemon Jefferson doing See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, and started off the set with Booker White, Midnight Twister, off the 1963 Is Not 1962 LP. You can catch a whole host of different type of programming on killradio.org if you're just adventurous enough to tune in. Check out what we've got going on every day, 24/7, whether it's archives or live. We've always got something interesting and different here at www.killradio.org, Los Angeles's oldest internet radio collective. We are approaching our 10-year anniversary shortly. I don't know what that means exactly, except that I'm on the air. Woohoo! Potluck Breakfast. Yes. You should, if you live in the Los Angeles area, check out one of our bi-monthly meetings at killradio.org and consider becoming a DJ and a member and a supporter. We would love to have you. You can check us out every 1st and 15th at Philippe's. That is when we meet at Philippe's. You can check that schedule out on our website at www.killradio.org. You can also sign up for a weekly podcast of the Potluck Breakfast. You do that by going to killradio.org, clicking on the podcast button, clicking on the Potluck Breakfast, and right-clicking on the Get MP3. Download the Potluck Breakfast. You could also sign up via iTunes for the RSS feed, in which case you will get the Potluck Breakfast automatically downloaded to your laptop or desktop computer via iTunes every week when there's a new one posted. So consider that. It's a good idea. Who doesn't want a 3-hour Potluck Breakfast mix every week? I don't know. People that don't know the Potluck Breakfast exists, I guess. Exists. Having a trouble with the language. Speaking it. This week, then next week, then a 2-week Potluck Breakfast hiatus as I go venture back east to the JRZ for my 20th year high school reunion. I know I'm surprised I'm going too, but hell, right? I'm thin. Most of my hair is still intact for the time being. Might as well take advantage of these facts. I'm also getting a chance to run another 50K. Which I am now ill-prepared for, as I have not gotten nearly enough running in the last couple of weeks. I'm going to have to really step up my game coming up today, tomorrow, Friday, this weekend, and all that. But I do have a 50K race through Ringwood State Park, starting at Shepherd's Lake, zooming all around my old haunts. I'll be thinking of Will Crawford and Chris Cardone and Tommy Allway and who else did I forget in the Clean Communities crew? I don't know, but we used to have a hell of a good time back there in them woods. I guess the race course also runs somewhere near my ancestral home, if you will, where I grew up in Wanacue, NJ, one of the smaller towns in the Ramapo Mountains area in the JRZ. No stoplights, at least when I was growing up. Now I understand that there's one on the Cannonball Road / Ringwood Avenue Junction. There's a flashing light. That would be the light now between the cemetery and right near the Quick Check, one of the most important establishments in the Wanacue area, the Quick Check. It's where you get your coffee and your sandwiches. It's right around the corner from Lakeland Regional High School as well, where I served as cross-country captain my senior year. All this nostalgia with the 20-year reunion coming up. Indeed. I hear some music in the background, and I'm wondering where it's coming from, and now I realize it's from a car on the outside. What happened to the sun here in Los Angeles? It looked like it was going to poke through, but now we've got more gloom. is fine by me because I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt and it was kind of warm in here when I got in. Thanks for tuning in. First hour of the Potluck Breakfast. A lot of jazz and blues. It's a little soul and funk. I will switch it up a little bit and move along, little doggies. This is off of the newish record called Hawk. This is Isabella Campbell and Mark Lanigan. Time of the season. And you're listening to the Potluck Breakfast here at killradio.org.
like a brain. The birds within were all the thoughts and desires within me. Hopping around from branch to branch, or snug in their nest, listening in.
Sweet desire.
Potluck Breakfast on KillRadio.org. You were just listening to Frankie Rose and the Outs. That's a brand new record on Slumberland, a label that I'm happy has been kind of resurrected here in 2010, as they've been putting out some really great stuff over the last couple of years, and I always used to really like them when I was a college radio DJ a million moons ago. That is Candy, Frankie Rose and the Outs. Before that, we heard Stop the Music. That's brand new-ish. The Pipettes off of Earth versus the Pipettes album. It's their second record. Doesn't seem to be getting much attention, much play. I think it's kind of good. I enjoy it. It's a nice pop record for the end of the summer. I guess it's actually officially autumn, maybe even today. Certainly the weather here in Los Angeles is making it seem that way, though I understand it's supposed to be in the hundreds again this weekend, which would be good because I haven't gotten enough pool time in this year. Before the Pipettes, we heard Screaming Trees off the Clairvoyance album, Lonely Girl, the track. Bill Callahan off of last year's Sometimes I Wish I Was an Eagle album. All Thoughts Are Prey to Some Beast, the track. Before that, we heard Mark Lanegan off of the Hype soundtrack, The River Rise, the tune. That track appears on a subsequent Mark Lanegan solo record. I forget which one off the top of my head, but I do own them all because I am a gigantic Mark Lanegan fan. I think he has the best vocals in all of rock, the best male vocals, at least, in all of rock and roll. Huge fan. Have been since high school. Screaming Trees, Mark Lanegan. Anyway, we start off that set with Isabella Campbell and Mark Lanegan's collaboration. This is their third collaborative album. This one's called Hawk. The track was Time of the Season. The time here is 9:31 a.m. Pacific Coast time on the Potluck Breakfast. Halfway through the show, thanks for tuning in. You should post on your Twitter account or your Facebook account or your MySpace or whatever other social network you're using these days to let your friends know that right now you are listening to the Potluck Breakfast on www.killradio.org. Help me build my audience by telling your friends to listen. And if you can't get them to listen to it now live, or if you're not listening to it now live, make sure you direct them to the link for the Potluck Breakfast's RSS feed, the podcast, so you can take the Potluck Breakfast wherever you wish to go, whether it's on a plane, in a train, in a house with a mouse. You can listen to the Potluck Breakfast at your leisure. All of the shows going back from the start in May. I believe we started the Potluck Breakfast in May, but maybe it was April or March. Who does know? I think it was May. Anyway, all the old shows are up online at killradio.org under the podcast section, and you can go get them. Good mixes, I tell you, good mixes they are. I have got to get my shit together today. It's been a few days of no working out, no exercising. I would say poor eating habits as well, considering Saturday night and Sunday night dinner was beer, Rolling Rock specifically and exclusively on Saturday, and that would be in the Wunderbar, Grants Pass, Oregon. Sunday night saw me watching the Jets defeat, well, Sunday afternoon, watching the Jets defeat the Patriots. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. It's football time. I have to do it. I'm required as a fan. Drank a couple of Bloody Marys at a sports bar in Pearltown in Portland. Sat next to a couple from Atlanta who were Patriots fans. I was nice to those gals. I didn't give them too much grief. And they thanked me for not being a quote-unquote asshole to them. And they said that my being a good guy allowed them to stay till the end of the fourth quarter. See? Not all Jets fans are assholes. I wasn't living the part. Went to a different bar after that. A&L Sports Bar, something about that. I don't know what section of town that is in Portland, but it was near the friend's house where we were going to be staying, so I proceeded to drink more. The Triceratops. I can't even pronounce the name of that brewery, but it's based in Eugene. It's fantastic. I've had that here, but I highly recommend Triceratops if you can find it. It's a very hoppy, but kind of citrus hoppy taste. Really good. Recommended highly. Then we had a pitcher of Rogue Valley. Then I was smart enough to switch to the water and Coke for the rest of the night. That would be Coca-Cola, by the way. Sperbers don't do well on speed. So I was drunk again Sunday. No food, two nights in a row. It's a bad way to live. And I'm getting too old for that sort of thing. Certainly it's affecting my ability to run and work out. So today, back to the clean and sober living. I'm going to do the P90X. I believe I've got legs today. I also got to get my run on. I got to get some long runs on, or I'm not going to be doing so hot in this 50K in a few weeks. I'll be missing you guys, not doing my show. But you'll be thinking of me running my runs. We've got a lot of brand new records to play for you in the second half of the Potluck Breakfast. And this track is brand new. New Salem. They call this Witch House. This style of music. It's called Witch House, according to the blogosphere these days. It's kind of a stupid name as far as I'm concerned. Subgenres. We need to classify our subgenres, so says the interwebs. So this is New Salem. A track called Red Lights. On the Potluck Breakfast, killradio.org. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. We'll see you soon.
Sonic overdrive, rolling fast down I-35.
o'clock breakfast here on killradio.org. It is 10 o'clock in the a.m. In the background, we have more of what we just heard. That is brand spanking new Blue, Daisy, and Annika. And that is off of their Raindrops EP, which I think is kind of good. Before that, we heard brand new Deer Hunter. Yay! New Deer Hunter, always welcome. That track was Desire Lines. Before that, new Black Angels off their Phosphine Dream album, The Entrance Song. We heard Crocodiles. They're from San Diego, and they have a new album out. That track was All My Hate and Hexes Belong to You. And we started that off, the whole set off, with Salem off of their King Knight album, Red Lights, the track. All brand new. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brand new spanking hot tracks. Spanking new hot tracks? Something. Huge billboard across the studio, away from the studio, through the window. For The Town. Welcome to the bank robbery capital of America. The Town. Ben Affleck, Rebecca Hall, John Hamm. I mention this because it's a creepy fucking billboard. It's a couple of nuns wearing these kind of old alien men face masks. They're in the full habit, holding a machine gun. Maybe I'll see that movie. I don't know anything about it. I probably won't see that movie. Who am I kidding? I never see movies. Not a huge fan. Was on an airplane coming from Portland, Oregon, down to my layover in Oakland, California yesterday. 2 days ago, actually, Monday. I made the mistake of not immediately putting earbuds into my ears to let the people sitting next to me know that I'm not available for conversation. But I was hungover and tired, and it wasn't quick, and I wound up in conversation. Well, conversation implies a two-way talking situation, so it was more like I was on the lecture series for an hour. I was listening to a lecture from a 60-something-year-old woman. Her husband was sitting next to her. She was in the middle. She was very chatty. She was very nice, actually, but she was talking politics, and my politics and her politics were not the same kind of politics. And she was, during the hour, she blamed Obama and Clinton for pretty much all the ills that have happened to America in the last 40 years, which, of course, is ludicrous. And I mostly sat mute. I would interject here and again to poke the beast, keep it going, which was, of course, stupid as well. But it was interesting. She had lived all over the world. She had spent 20 years in Riyadh. Riyadh? Is that how you say it? Riyadh? I can never pronounce it properly. The capital of Saudi Arabia. Her husband chimed in every now and again. He was a contractor of sorts, but I'm not exactly sure for who or for what. They were clearly very, very, very wealthy people. Dabbled in Icelandic horses in their house in Boise. Or actually, they didn't say Boise. I just assumed, but it was Idaho. And that's where they were coming from to meet their daughter in Oakland, who is apparently an employee of the Oakland Police Department. And then they were going to be traveling north somewhere on the coast where they had rented a house on a bluff overlooking the ocean. So she was going on and on about many things, one of which was the gotcha question she asked 100 college kids about, is America a democracy? And technically America's not a democracy, it's a republic, which I knew because I'm a political science major. But I mean, it's splitting hairs really at the end of the day, what she was trying to say and do. But she really clearly had the I am a Republican, I am a conservative, I am a Christian conservative mentality. She was for the Jews, against the Muslims, against the quote-unquote Ground Zero Mosque, but had a hard time defending that position when I pointed out many things. Also, I don't think she was too happy when I mentioned that I was... Well, I didn't mention my religious affiliation. I was brought up as a member of the tribe, although now I wouldn't consider myself anything because I don't believe in any of that stuff, but I let that fact slide until later in the conversation as she embarrassed herself by asserting her beliefs. Well, maybe she wasn't embarrassed. She probably wasn't embarrassed at all, come to think of it. Ah. Anyway, let's get rid of this background music. It was an interesting flight. I think it brought home the fact to me that really you can't change the mind of anybody. People have their opinions, which are based in their emotions, which cannot be changed or altered by fact. takes a rare open-minded person to be able to look at themselves and look at the situation and change their long-held perceived beliefs and emotions when they're presented with uncomfortable facts.
I hope I'm making you all yawn, too.
Blah, 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 blah. It was a long, long flight. I'm probably making this a long, long talk segment for y'all. So I'll shut up now, and I'll keep on the new music tip. More new music, more new music. No talking about politics. Although I really am enjoying this O'Donnell character from Delaware. I hope the Republicans get what they deserve and all these Tea Party folks sweep into office and decimate the Republican Party. And I hope you, my Kill Radio listeners, have the sense to be able to separate the hype from the reality. Understand that no one presidential person can change the economy or even really, truly change things legislation. The President of the United States can suggest legislation, can try to push it through, and can certainly threaten the veto. But beyond that, it's Congress's job to craft and pass legislation. Another interesting thing we talked about, me and this woman, she was very much of the mindset, you know, the military interventionist, president should have a ton of power kind of mindset. But yet she was very concerned about the Constitution and felt that we were giving up our constitutional rights. She thought it was some kind of liberal takeover, you know, some socialist thing, which of course is silly. And I explained to her that it's not a Republican or a Democratic Party problem. It's an American problem, precisely the American people who continue to allow our governments, whether they're Republican or Democrat led, to take away our constitutional rights. This happened specifically and most noticeably after 9/11 when Congress passed the irrational and kind of scaredy cat legislation known as the Patriot Act. And then after being clear and sober headed 4 to 6 years later, continued to pass more onerous versions of the Patriot Act that we still have in place. The Obama administration has done its best to continue the Bush policies of executive power, expanded executive power, as well as giving more credence and power to the fourth estate in this country. We used to call the media the fourth estate, but I think with the ascent of cable news, especially the propaganda channel that is known as Fox News, I think it's quite clear that the fourth estate, i.e. the media, has abdicated its role and its power and its designation as the fourth estate. I think that when you pull it back and you look at the legislative, you look at the executive, you look at the judicial branches, there's a fourth branch of government that Americans don't get to see, we don't get to know about. We're told that we shouldn't know about it for our own good. That is the surveillance state. That is the security state, the CIA, the FBI, and the hundreds of sub-genre organizations that now encompass the Homeland Department of Homeland Security. And this is where our freedoms are won and lost in this country. So pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, when you're voting right now, whether it's for a Democrat, whether it's for a Republican, they're both part of the problem. And the Tea Parties as well. The problem is we have abdicated our responsibilities and role under the Constitution as a country here and given it to government to take away our roles to privacy. Responsibilities to privacy, our ability to have a trial by jury, because understand now with the Patriot Act, with George Bush and the continuation policies of the Bush policies by Obama, the President of the United States has the sole power, much like a dictator or king, to, for no reason, no jury, no trial, seize any American citizen living anywhere, abroad or at home, take them, ship them to an unidentified country where they will be interrogated, that's known as rendition, or have them here and hold them indefinitely without any cause, without any trial, without telling them why they're being held. The President of the United States has that power simply by calling somebody a suspected enemy combatant. It could be you, it could be me, it could be any political opponent. This is how democracies are turned into dictatorships. George Orwell was prescient. You should reread some of his works, as opposed to the bullshit that is pushed from Beck and Co. I don't think anybody needs to reread, or read for that matter, the retardedness of Ayn Rand. Atlas Shrugged as an ideological political guiding motto is just not appropriate for an intelligent country. Wow! Where did that come from? I guess it came from that conversation I had on the airplane. I haven't been able to talk to really anybody about it. So I dictate to you, my five listeners, to the potluck breakfast. 10:09 now on the potluck. For the next 50 minutes, we'll be spinning brand spanking new music. Well, mostly brand spanking new music. At least I'll try to do that. This is out of Canada. An artist or band called Hot Panda. They have a new album called How Come I'm Dead? This track is called Start Making Sense. And this is the Potluck Breakfast.
Let's see. pictures your car. If I could hold you for a while, if I could, would you stay by half a world away from you? Jungle have no way. The phone in the
Hit me on my beeper, 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 beeper. Hit me on my beeper, hit me on my beeper, 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 beeper. Beep, 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 beep,
I'm I mean, I'm not a bloody social worker.
Make the shit that you just can't make. Lake of fire, I'm spitting that brimstone. Bring all the ladies to the front and leave the men home. I'm in the end zone, and I'm celebrating. American football, y'all need a translation. 8-bit baby, and ain't this crazy? It's Merce and Scream, don't it sound amazing? Turn it up, put your ear to the sound. It's Merce and Scream, this is how it goes down. And this is 8-bit, tune in, drink until the room spins. Spot the flash kick on the floor and then you move in. This is 8-bit, we killing all the fake shit. Smurfs and Scream, motherfuckers coming hate. Yes, it's 8-bit attack shit. The speakers doing backflips. Smurfs and Scream, man, we killing all that whack shit. Murder sonically, bully shit bionically. Holding this down, a devious dichotomy. 8-bit, primitive, your future so limited. You talk about your dreams, but with no means of getting it. You see the differences? We on that different shit. It's Smurfs with Scream. Now the whole world can witness this.
I'm in the daze, in this maze, where I'm gonna go? Let me rephrase, I ain't never been depressed. That's why I party on weekends, just to take out all the stress. Probably take a couple back that wanna take off a dress. Not even thinking about what could possibly happen next. My nigga dying on his hospital bed. He laying there, I'm hoping he hanging there. They say he might not make it, they don't even care. Don't even know people consider him as a pioneer. This 313 rap scene, that being said, everyone looking like what the hell just happened. Me and Guilty looking like, yo, what just happened? Paradigm and Rush looking like, yo, this is a bad trade. Nah, this is some real shit. Heck strong, we gon' pull out of this. Told him why he was unconscious, yo, we got a lot of shit to do. You gotta wake up, gotta get this money quick. Yo, plus you got Lil Rex first, that's first. Didn't feel good till he put the middle finger up to the nurse. Until this verse drop out into the earth, I'm going through it like it's just happening for the first time.
Things don't make no sense to me. These things don't make no sense to me. But I gotta believe. But I gotta believe.
Car crash. My truck smashed. I'm good, but got a car that my aunt passed. Shit, was just sitting with her a day before it happened. By her bedside while she trying to fight this cancer. I'm feeling for my cuz, these are true lines. I can't even imagine how I feel to lose mine. Fuck this year, yo, I'm done with 09. Had my mind so confused, I'm feeling like this is a sign. And by 10 left us, had so many issues. First friend's funeral that I had never been to. Been through so much that it's life that looked grim. I wouldn't flow this nasty if it wasn't for 10. City wouldn't be the same if it wasn't for him. Free dealer and all of these niggas know they owe them something, no fronting. I'm still pushing forward while I'm feeling like it's all or nothing. Yeah, just a glimpse of what I was stuck in. Luckily enough, I came out of it with tough skin.
Thank you.
listening to what remains of the Potluck Breakfast this week, September 22nd, 2010, at www.killradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. What you were listening to was brand new. The last hour was nothing but brand new music. That was In Evening Air by Future Islands. Before that, we were treated to new teenage... No, it's Teen Girl Fantasy. The album is 7 a.m. The track, Forever the Feeling. Before that, we heard new Black Milk off of their album of the year record. Distortion, the tune. We heard new Scream featuring MERS, Outside the Box LP. The track, 8-Bit Baby. We heard some new Chromeo off the Business Casual album. Hot Mess, the track. We heard the Count and Sinden Mega 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 LP. That's last year's Beeper track, but it's on this year's Mega 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 LP. Womp, womp, womp. Wobbly bass. Before that, we heard new Autolux. It's taken 6 years, but they've put out a new record. It's called Transit Transit, and that track was called High Chair. Before that, we heard the new one, well, a new track from the Corinne Tucker Band. She used to be in Sleater-Kinney and Heavens to Betsy, if you did not know. And now she's in her midlife rock and roll mom mode. That track, A Half a World Away. We heard a couple from Beach Fossils. We heard Vacation and Youth. And we started off the set with brand new music out of Canada. Hot Panda, the band. Start Making Sense, the track. Yet another week of the Potluck Breakfast is come and gone. Thanks for listening live. Thanks for listening on the podcast. Thanks for telling your friends and coworkers all about the show. Really do appreciate it. We'll catch up with you sometime next week, actually, Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. specifically is when we will catch up with you. And then we'll be taking a couple weeks off, the potluck, so you can catch up on the archives or something. Some archives from the Kill Radio coming up next, but not until the last track is played. This is Tame Impala off of their latest and newest called Inner Speaker. It's a track called Lucidity. Thanks again for playing. We'll catch you next week on the Potluck Breakfast.